Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Gerard Mayo has just informed players in a team meeting that Jacoby Brissett is their starting quarterback to begin the 2024 season. That means that Drake May, the number 3 overall pick, who everyone in New England believes is a big-time part of the future, their franchise quarterback, will begin the season as a backup.
As the breaking news from Ian Rappaport earlier today, he and Schefter were neck and neck on grabbing the scoop.
It was a tie. I believe it was a 8:10 a.m. tie for those two.
Down to the minute. I wanna know down to the second. Who had the first tweet? Who was the actual source of the information?
We're going to find it.
And to your point earlier, Rich, and it's a good one, and it's the noontime hour here, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We do, by the way, have an emergency madness coming your way at 12:45. You like to say, we don't find the madness finds us.
Correct.
This is a good example of that.
Yeah, this is an all-timer.
This one
found Nick, I believe.
Yeah, well, that's true. Nick did an excellent job with this. This is a good find, yeah. Nick. And so, look, it can be a busy day with the Patriots naming starting quarterback, and it finds us, and we feel like this is worth getting to with an emergency. Uh-huh. I'm going to slap that tag on there, an emergency key for madness at 12:45, so stay tuned for that. But I agree with your takeaway. The fact that Rap Sheet and Schefter at the exact same time had that tweet tells you they weren't waiting to talk to players or that the players were the source of the leak after the team meeting. That's not what happened. These guys already knew, and they were waiting for the go-ahead from the team where they could cover their own asses and say, oh, yeah, we talked to everybody. Send out the tweet.
They clearly were told yesterday is what the feeling is, because Mayo told all of us that he knew who it was, but he wanted to tell the team first. But they didn't tell the team first. They told those guys. But they obviously have a very good working relationship that they were like, hey, can you save this until 8:10? And then they said, fine, we'll save it to drafts.
They said, are you telling Rappaport the same thing?
8:10.
Are you telling Schefter the same thing?
So what if I do 8:09? It's like, well, then we're not going to tell you anything anymore. Like, Schefter and Rappaport obviously have a lot of Patriots stories.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
And this is another one. And, the timing of it is very particular, but Gerard Mayo, because yesterday when we were on the air, we were like, all right, 1:15, you're going to hear from Mayo. Does not tell us who the quarterback is, so that was surprising. And then the show ends, and we're going about our day, and then you find out, oh, he's now scheduled to talk Thursday,
crazy,
today, 8:30 a.m., which was not originally scheduled.
I got the Patriots email for their change in when they were rolling Mayo out. This came at 6:52 yesterday.
Yeah.
At 6:52, they're like, by the way, at 8:30 tomorrow, he's talking. And it's going to be an announcement. And we're like, okay, here we go. Big announcement at 8:30. We expected him to do it yesterday live on Jones and Keefe at 1:15.
Did not happen.
Didn't even come close to happening. No, we bailed. We ditched out of that thing 30 seconds in. We're like, okay, he's not making an announcement. Don't need to hear from you. And so today at 8:30, we expected a big announcement. We kind of, sort of got one. It had already been upstaged by Schefter and Rappaport saying
20 minutes earlier we had seen it.
Jacoby Brissett will be the starter. Strap in. Don't go anywhere here for a while. This is the entirety of what Gerard Mayo had to say this morning about something we've been talking about for months and months, the quarterback battle.
By the way, this press conference, if you want to call it that, is the definition of this meeting could have been an email. This is 100%. Everybody that deals with that every day.
You like said this, earlier, it could have been a tweet.
You could have tweeted this. This is room to spare. So here you go. Here's Gerard Mayo this morning.
You know, just like I told you guys a few days ago, there was it's a process as far as selecting who the starting quarterback is. I have decided that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback.
All right. I'm not going to stop and start it anymore, I don't think, just because it's so short, we might as well. But, like, holy smokes. Right off the rip.
I decided. Do you think that was on purpose?
No, I think what he meant to say was I decided.
Yeah, he screwed up. That's what I think.
He was told to say I decided, but he knows in his head the reality is we, and by we, I really mean they.
Yeah.
So at least he didn't say they decided. I guess it was good that
they decided, not me.
But then he changed it.
I heard Courtney say this morning she thinks that might have been intentional, like, let people know I disagree with it.
Ooh, could
you
be.
Like that?
Why not? That's a good Keefspiracy. That's solid.
I think he just slipped up. Exactly what I think it is.
Okay.
I have decided that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season. Now, in saying that, as an organization, we're 100% behind Jacoby. There is no, you got a guy right here, you got a guy right there. We're 100% behind Jacoby. And I had an opportunity to talk to Drake. I had an opportunity to talk to Jacoby separately and also together. And I feel like we're all on the same page from an organizational perspective.
There's just no way.
No.
So, I mean, we take calls, we read texts, we retweet. Like, nobody, especially if you have as many as five people, they all think Jacoby's the guy?
Everybody's on board.
That seems like doth protest too much. Like, we all want him?
Yeah.
So, Robert Kraft, with me. John the Kraft,
I'm the guy.
What about the players? Now, I know they don't have a say in it, but just play that out. Do you think every guy in the huddle is like, yeah, we have our best chance with Jacoby?
Of course not.
Like, no, this one is...
We lived it last year. With Zappe and Mac. We lived
true.
That.
Yeah, we saw that unfold right in front of us. If anything, it would be, even if Brissett won the job or won the straw poll, 60-40, best?
If that. Yeah. If that.
All right, here's a couple
give me more.
Questions.
Give me more.
You had the decision, and it was your decision. What ultimately led you to Jacoby Brissett?
There are a lot of factors that led to this choice, I think.
I love that. That's like buying time. He's like, oh, crap. Oh, that's right. I don't know. A lot of factors. So many factors. Oh,
my
gosh.
I did say it was my call, so I better have something ready to go.
Factors. He's like just like spitballing.
Let me count the ways. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, there are a lot of factors that led to this choice. I think, you know, the hard part is thinking in the short term and the long term at the same time. As an organization, though, we feel like Jacoby gives us our best chance to win right now.
The best chance to win right now. The guy who has played worse the last 3 weeks. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because he also told us that. That's the thing. We remember the things that he says. He goes on WEEI every Monday morning, but then he does his press conferences. He does, like, post-game stuff. Like, you hear from the head coach quite a bit. And in this month, I mean, who knows how many times it's been. Add it up. Probably 20 times.
Yeah.
So you've told us that it was a competition. You've told us that Drake has outperformed Jacoby, but then you went with Jacoby anyway.
Best chance to win right now. Jacoby Brissett has done anything, it's win games in his career.
He has proven that.
He is 18-30. Yeah. You want to go year by year?
That seems kind of high.
Yeah, you'd think.
He had a good year in there somewhere.
He had one year where he was 500 and didn't have a losing record. That was when he was 1-1 here as a rookie.
Yeah, they had a great scheme against the Houston Texans. They beat him in a primetime game. He had a nice little boot touchdown.
Yeah, and then real rough the next week against Rex Ryan.
Shut out.
Yeah.
Now, he was hurt, though, which he does get points because he was more hurt than Garoppolo, and yet he played the game.
That's a good point.
So I respect Brissett for that.
Garoppolo's my non-throwing shoulder's a little
sore. They're like, Jimmy, we kind of need you
Brissett
this week.
Doesn't have a thumb, and Brady's suspended.
Yeah. Okay, so he gets credit for that.
1-1, 4-11, 7-8, 2-3, 4-7. Now, he didn't say we're going to win. He
better
said he gives us the best chance
it's hard to
win.
We haven't seen Drake play a real game yet, so.
This season.
I don't want to get into hypotheticals. You know, we can't go into the season saying, well, he's going to go X amount of weeks. Like, look, as long as Jacoby's going out there performing the way that we all have confidence in him doing, he'll be our quarterback this season.
This season. So let's focus. That's the second time he said that. If you didn't pick up on it earlier, he said that. That's the whole thing, by the way. That's it. After that, he's like, okay, we done here?
That was it.
He walked off. Minute. What's the full time? What's the run time on that?
109, I think. No, 110.
110. Yeah, and there were the, you know, so add a little bit to the front and back. It was like a minute 20.
Yep.
He said twice in a minute and 10 seconds, he's our quarterback this year. That's not something you put a lot of stock in, but I don't know. You say it more than once, I start to wonder why you're saying it over and
I think
over again.
You, but understood. So we go through everything that he says clearly and we analyze it. I think you're way better off going that route than if you go for now. He's the starting quarterback for now.
Right.
That opens the door up to so many things.
You are right about this. It's inevitable. Because if you just say, all right, well, Jacoby's our starter. The follow-up question, although these guys barely asked any, probably because they're so pissed they just gave the news to Schefter and Rapsheet.
Oh, that's true.
But the follow-up is, okay, is he the starter all year? And you get it. What do you say? Do you say he's our starter for now? I don't want to get into hypothetical. Like, it does.
Like, we still don't know what the plan is.
It does
like
set you up poorly.
This great plan that they have for Drake May. We don't know if it's set for the whole season. We don't know if it's, like, is there a certain thing they're waiting to see? Maybe it is the offensive line. Maybe it's something. But I feel like with this one, of all the things Mayo has said and the times that he has either contradicted himself or stepped in it, I don't fault him for this one.
No.
Saying he's the quarterback for the season is the safe bet because you can always change your mind. And he even adds in, like, if he plays the way we think that he'll play, like, so he's got a baseline for him. So if he dips below that, then that's when you have to make a move.
Here's what I think. I also just think that was a slip up. Like, you're giving him more credit saying you think he did it intentionally. He's our quarterback for this year. I just think he's like, yeah, he's our quarterback this year. And he doesn't think anybody's going to take it so literally.
Like, what did Elliot tell me to say? shoot, I forget.
Damn it.
Let me check my phone.
So that was all of it. If you missed it earlier today, you can weigh in. 617-779-7937. How do you feel about the decision? It's Jacoby Brissett. We don't know for how long. It's not Drake May. Is it the right move? Is it the wrong move? You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Johnny is in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Johnny.
What's up, guys? I got to say, I'm like, concerned about Jerod Mayo. Like, I'm worried there's, like, something off with him. Like, what? Oh. Benefit do you get? No, listen, like, just hear me out. What benefit do you get by going to the media and saying that Drake May has outplayed Brissett in such a small sample? They played, how much have they even played? Like, who did that benefit? I don't understand. And so, like, I'm just concerned that you're going out and just saying, like, rambling. And if you're going to do that, then I have a little bit of a hard time having faith that he's going to be a great head coach of this football
team. Well, okay, all that's fair. Saying there's something wrong with him, I wouldn't go there, but yeah, the rambling and the talking out both sides of your mouth and walking things back, and even the way they just handled the last 24 hours, none of that gives me confidence.
No, I don't think it means, like, you're not going to be a good head coach, though, because just because Belichick didn't say anything, like, that worked for Belichick. Like, there are other coaches. Like, Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl. The guy was a lunatic. Like, stuff that he was saying.
Good point. Mike McDaniel's not exactly buttoned up.
No, Mike Tomlin tells you what he's thinking and tells you about guys. Like, he was at, remember, even, like, with the George Pickens stuff last year, he's like, yeah, like, I want him to want the ball and all this stuff, so there are plenty of big personalities that are coaches that have had success in the league. I think he's still figuring it out. Like, I think the caller's right. Like, that was probably not the best thing to say, to be on record saying Drake has outperformed Brissett when you've told us it's a competition. So then, like, one plus one should equal two, and then it didn't. And you're like, well, wait a minute. But I think he's kind of figuring all that out. And
get that. I cut him a little less slack, though, because he knew he was going to be the coach for so long.
Do you think he knew he was going to be the coach this season for so long?
No, so I'll grant you that. But if you've been told for a year in advance that, hey, we probably want you to be the coach around, like, 2025.
Maybe take notes.
You'd like to think somewhere in there will be some notes taken.
He's inheriting a brutal roster,
it's
though.
It's true.
You know, that's a tough spot because I feel like whatever the coach's personality is, you either love it or hate it based on the team's success. We were talking about how Joe Mazzulla's at practice today.
Great example.
Perfect example. Joe Mazzulla's at Patriots practice is what I meant to say. So he's down there with Jerod Mayo. And Joe Mazzulla, even though the team has always been good, this year they were great. And so a year ago, you're kind of rolling your eyes at a lot of things Mazzulla was saying. And then by this year, you're like, yeah, he's a strange cat, but he's our strange cat. Now we kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
But that was because they were winning a million games and the championship.
The worst coach ever.
So if you win three or four games, it almost doesn't matter how you approach the media, in my mind. Like, people are going to rip it because you've won three games.
No, that's fair. I thought where he was going to go is something that I brought up to you before. You think Mayo has a lot of job security?
I personally do, yeah. I think Thunder Buddies is going to be here a while.
So I'm skeptical of that, but it would have to be a really, really terrible, like 0-17 terrible for right. Mayo to not be back next year. I think there's now, and we can debate how high of a percentage this would be. I think there's a non-zero chance Mayo just walks away at the end of the year, and he's like
at the end of the year,
he's like F this.
It's a well. If he does that, then we'll know 100% for sure he had no say in like offensive.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Player
but,
moves.
But if you really believe he has no say, and he's like a puppet, and he has to go up there and do this dog and pony show that he doesn't even fully agree with, I think again is it a 0.5% chance? I'm not saying it's a high chance, but. He could walk away if he's really being emasculated that much and he has no say.
So my guess would be if it played out that way and it was horrible and he feel like he didn't have say, he goes to Robert Kraft.
He's like, get rid of Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think he's like me or Van Pelt or me or Wolf?
Yeah.
And then makes Kraft make that decision. And based off of right now, I would say Kraft sides with Mayo.
It's probably true.
That's what I think.
If he goes there and gives the ultimatum, it's me or him.
Yeah. Like, worst case scenario, it gets down to the, like, I can't work with this guy. Then that's a tough decision for Robert Kraft to make, and I think Mayo has the leg up.
So how'd you feel about the press conference? How do you feel about the last 24 hours? Did the Patriots make the right call? You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Lots of ways to get in touch with the Jones and Keefe program and interact. That's on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe. It's the same on Instagram, Jones and Keefe. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Collaboration here at the same page. How many people are involved with the decision to name the quarterback? How many people are in the room saying,
It really, you know, if you want to talk about the process, you know, Alex, myself, you know, we just have those conversations, but, you know, he gets input from his coaches as well, and ultimately it's my decision to make.
Gerard Mayo yesterday. The decision maker, Gerard Mayo. He's been making the call this whole time. Just him.
There's a new sheriff in town. Don't argue with him.
Goes by the name Mayo.
Kicks in, what do you call those swinging doors? Saloon doors?
Saloon doors.
Yeah, kick in the saloon doors.
Ooh, we're just past the high noon hot take of the day.
Oh, you're
right.
We're a little too late.
Would have been so much better to do this.
The sun has set a little too much.
24 minutes ago.
Just after high noon.
He's kicking in the saloon doors. Yep. The Spurs are rattling.
Yep, there he is, making all the calls.
New decision, new sheriff in town, yikes. Gerard Mayo. Don't even think about questioning him. It's his way or the highway. I make the calls around these parts.
Is there a new sheriff in town?
All right.
Thanks.
Wait, what was that? Was that Tatum related? Anthony Edwards. That was Anthony Edwards.
Oh,
the
Anthony
sheriff.
Edwards is the sheriff.
Yes, 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 yes.
I thought Shane Knighty was the sheriff. wasn't he the sheriff here?
Yeah, Sheriff Shane Knighty. Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, that's a good deep
spot start if you need him.
See, this is why you're so plugged in on the Bruins. Yeah. This is why, you know, your hashtag Scoops Keith, you own the Bruins. Yeah. Sheriff Shane Knighty references.
Well, it's funny. I was mad I wasn't invited to be a part of the centennial with the Bruins. They had their 100 greatest Bruins of all time.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, you were part of the deliberation process?
Yeah, I wasn't on the committee. And Hart was like, you couldn't name 100 Bruins. And then I did, right in front of his face. No, I didn't do it. We didn't have the time, but I started naming random dudes. I get to 100 Bruins. There's 20 on the team last year, whatever
yeah,
it is.
I could probably get to it.
Casper's Dagoman.
It would skew very recent.
Nicholas Svedberg.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I would
sure.
do the whole
yeah, well,
roster
the sheriff.
From
I'm giving you the sheriff.
Sheriff Shane Knight. I gave you that's a free one.
Yeah.
NHL 94 and NHL 95 roster.
Oh, Adam Oates. Joe Ajuno.
That's right. Ray Bourque.
Yeah.
Don Sweeney. Big Sweeney. Andy Moog.
Who was in? Oh, you said it. Andy Moog
was in
that.
Yeah,
okay, nice.
You had Lord Byron Defoe. You had the other Jim Carrey.
Right,
you had a lot of guys. Andrew Raycroft, the Razor.
That one counts.
Traded straight up for Tukarask.
I might be able to name like 10 goalies.
I also loved that early 2000s team with like Joe Thornton, Brian Ralston.
Bill Guerin.
Billy Guerin, my favorite.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved him.
That's weird you didn't say him then.
Brian Ralston. I was rattling off others. Brian Ralston, a lot of shorthanded goals. Glenn Murray, Sergei Samsonov.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what we called white Russians in college. Sergei Samsonov.
You drink a lot of those?
Not in college.
Like
a couple times.
Like a Big Lebowski thing?
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it was.
So that's
he would drink them, and then I remember doing that.
I'm like, yeah.
Who's got Kahlua? Yeah. Like, nobody has Kahlua. Yeah.
Does anybody know somebody who's 21? We need Kahlua.
Like, I'm not getting you Kahlua.
I gotta go pull a Hey Buddy for Kahlua.
So you're drinking vodka and milk?
Outside the liquor store. Yeah, I tried in college, too. I'm like, I'm going to be a white Russian guy. Then I drank them. No. I'm like, I'm not loving it.
They're not bad.
Well, I don't
very
love it.
Creamy.
You're saying it's not bad. I'm saying the opposite.
You
I'm
don't care for it.
No, I don't love it.
That's
is
fine.
What I'm saying.
I also don't love Jacoby Brissett named the starter, but I'm not surprised.
You know what?
I'm not surprised at all.
That's a professional
like
segment
that?
Right there is what that
yeah,
is.
Right
yes.
back on there.
So, no, he makes all the decisions, except he said, we, right in the beginning. Or, I'm sorry, the other way around. We made the decision. I
made the decision.
I made the decision.
So the big conspiracy now out there, not shared by me, but is that he specifically stumbled his words on purpose.
I heard Courtney
say
this.
I have decided that.
I heard Courtney say this morning. Brian running Twitch for, he's done it for us here on Jones and Keith. He's doing it today on afternoons for Hart and Arcan.
I don't think you'd want to screw up like that or say it like that.
That's very insubordinate. If that is what he did, that's very insubordinate. And that would speak to, it would cover his ass a little bit. Like, hey, I didn't make this call.
Well, I think he was like, we, because it was, you know, a group think.
Uh-huh.
But then because yesterday was really the first day that he took ownership of like, I'm the one that makes the calls.
Yeah.
So he had to be like, all right, I got to at least be consistent with that or try to be. Yeah, I don't think he meant to do it like that.
I don't either, but I like a good conspiracy theory.
So do I. Toss him out.
Brian running Twitch agrees with that. He feels the same way. That was intentional. That was an intentional misdirection there by Gerard Mayo, who's had enough slip-ups that don't feel intentional.
Here's a text.
That I'm not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Yes.
It's going
to
be a very long season with Mayo. I mean, I think back to when he first got the job.
Like, am I missing an inside joke there? That's just it. It's just going to be a long season.
No, there's no inside joke, but it's just, doesn't this guy kind of seem burnt out? They haven't played a game yet.
I just said, I think there's a non-zero chance he walks away at the end of the year. He's so burned out, he hates it so much.
No, it's possible.
Yeah, I think, yes.
Like, think about his opening press conference and how excited he was. He had some of his former teammates in the crowd. He's like, yeah, I'm going to celebrate after this with the guys. I can't wait. Thunder Buddy over here. I love Thunder. Thunder this, Thunder that. We're going to draft a great player. Now he's like, I made this decision. He's like, good Lord, somebody help.
Young Thundercat.
Yeah.
Young Thundercat.
He's aging like a president. Like,
he is, 100%. Like, you can do that. We should take a photo from when he got introduced.
Terp.
And then midway through the season.
Terp, give me, I swear to God, I feel like he's got, I feel like he's got like white and gray hairs already. I'm not even joking.
The side-by-side of Mayo.
Terp, is that possible? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Dude's had the job a month.
Yeah, but is that possible? He's aged like a president in a month. Exactly. Ugh. So, yes, it's going to be a long season.
What job is more desirable right now? Patriots head coach or president of the United States?
Oh, president of the United States.
You think more people want to be the president?
Definitely.
And these are the candidates?
than the Patriots. More people than the Patriots.
That's true.
Who
Nobody wants the Pats job.
No one wants the Pats job.
Nobody wants
At least two people want the president.
three for a minute.
Three.
Four even. RFK did.
Good point.
He was in the mix. Wrestling Bears.
Biden forgot all about it, but he wanted it.
Yeah.
Okay, couple of texts. Ally Afraidy.
I love the Ally Afraidy. The strongest slap shot in the game at one point.
Well, and also a strong look.
You look
the
great.
The bald mullet.
Yeah.
I don't remember if he had that in the game, but
one of the nasty boys, the early days of wrestling.
That's not a Rob Dibble reference.
No, well, they were good too in the early 90s, but no, similar time down the tag team. Good friends with Hogan, those guys.
Oh.
Knobs. Was that Billy? Was it Knobs and I forget the other guy's name.
Knobs?
Knobs, I believe was his last name. He was a wrestler.
Knobs and Sags.
Knobs and Sags. I saw those guys actually at a Rhode Island Comic Con eating an Italian sub.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they're housing it. They were just absolutely
sharing it.
No, they each had their own.
No, seriously, we can only get one sub.
Get the foot long.
We got one for the table.
Yeah.
But these guys were there for like appearances or whatever. They were just like going to work on a big Italian sub.
Nice.
Yeah, they were a couple of big hosses still, these guys.
Knobs and Sags.
Knobs, the nasty boys.
Never understood why they were a threat back in the day in wrestling.
They were friends with Hogan. It was the only reason they went anywhere. It was like Brutus the Barber Beefcake. They were friends. Now they are not friends. You can look into that.
Was that Hogan and Beefcake?
Yeah, Beefcake and Hogan, not anymore.
Oh,
wow,
man.
They're like BFF.
What happened?
What do you think happened? A woman.
Oh, man.
Jones. It's like Jimmy Jackson, Jamal Mashburn, and Jason Kidd with Tony Braxton. Apparently, there was a story that involved Brutus the Barber Beefcake's wife. I think even now, current wife.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to leave it there because I don't want to get in trouble. I know Hogan took Gawker for all they were worth.
I'm not going any further. It's true. Don't step over
There was a dark side of the ring on Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and they got into this a little bit. They were like best buds.
And it was his wife.
It was not Hogan's wife. Yeah, she was even on the documentary.
Oh.
No, Hogan, no.
I was more of a Hogan Knows Best guy. I'm not as much of a dark side.
Oh, great show.
But I've heard it's great. Hogan Knows Best. Wonderful show.
It was an awesome show.
Yeah. Brooke Hogan, right, was on that.
Sure.
And then his son.
Mm-hmm.
His son had like a horrible
accident
or whatever.
Yeah, maybe in retrospect, I wouldn't like that show as much, but at the time, I liked that show. Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Well, it was
peak
VH1. How could you not?
Yeah.
That's true.
They brought back Surreal Life, Billy. If you were like, there's a current Surreal Life right now.
Can you name any of the cast?
I recognize people. I can't name them off the top of my head, but if you look up the cast, you're going to recognize some.
All right.
Ally Afraidy's on it.
That'd be great. They just sort of slap
Rosie Ruzicka. Is Rosie Ruzicka on the team? That's my Bruins throwback name.
I like it. That's a good one. keep those Bruins coming in. 3793.7. That'll work.
I'm interested in this now. The Surreal Life.
The Surreal Life cast. Well, the best one was
on September
13th. Vern Troyer just peeing himself.
That's what I remember.
Brigitte Nielsen and Flava Flav.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a real Will
Ferrell. And then one of the Brady.
Spock on that show.
Yeah, with the Adrian Curry.
Adrian Curry, one of the Bradys.
Yeah.
They're no longer together.
Are they not?
No.
The females liked him. He was like 50-something.
And he was like 5'3", wasn't he? You could put him in your pocket if you needed
to. He's in great shape, though. Looked younger than he actually was.
That's true. He was in...
Brought a lot to the table.
Yeah.
So
he was like a Knobs. He was in like that kind
not
of...
Not so much a Sags.
Not Sags.
You don't want to be Sags. You want to be
September 13th, 2023, it was reported that the series would move to MTV for its 8th season and would star Macy Gray.
There you go. That's one I recognize.
Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks is Tom Hanks' son.
Not Colin Hanks, the actor. Chet Hanks is the one that does the Jamaican accent all the time.
Yeah,
right. Yep.
Ally Brooke. I don't know her.
Ally Brooke is a singer.
Okay.
I know her. Fifth Harmony.
O.T. Genasis?
Duh. Say it again.
O.T. Genasis?
I don't know who that is.
Kim Zolciak? Oh, she's a housewife.
She's the one. She was the one that was married to Falcon, right?
Croy. Bierman.
Yeah.
They every day they're on TMZ, they're going through a divorce. I'm like, yeah, we get it. It's a divorce.
Yeah, we got it.
I don't need the updates.
Yeah,
Affleck. Not a great IMDb picture on her, though.
Oh, Kim Zolciak?
Yeah, it's
there's some work done. And Small World, ready for this one. Her daughter was, maybe still is, going out with Michael Kopech, the former Red Sox prospect.
You know what? When you said
who
Small
has
World,
that?
That's exactly what I expected. Yeah.
Josie Canseco, is that Jose's daughter?
It's her daughter, his daughter.
All right. Johnny Weir?
Yep.
I like Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
Figure skater.
Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah.
And Tyler Posey. Not Buster Posey.
No.
He's like, I'm dropping Buster. I'm no longer.
When Buster Posey got run over at the plate, he needed a stand
James
in.
James Posey.
Yeah. James Posey. Nice one.
Good Celtic six man.
Yeah.
He evidently is a musician. And I guess the show started last month.
That Tyler Posey guy was in Scary Movie 5.
Was he really?
There were five of those.
It's highest rated. Yeah. Marvel Rising, Secret Warriors. Lowest rated, Scary Movie 5.
Scary Movie 5, yeah, he played David back in 2013.
He's in the Teen Wolf movie.
I think I definitely made it through two of those. I don't think, did I make it to a third?
Well, the Wayans brothers weren't in them after two. So the first two are hilarious.
Is the second?
So the second one's got the strong hand child.
Yes. Yeah,
Chris Elliott is the
100%. They're in the haunt. It's like the haunting kind of.
And I don't know if I really remember the third one.
I thought there was like
definitely on board for one and
wasn't
two.
Wasn't there like a Saw level one?
Yeah. Simon Rex is in a bunch of these like later
Charlie
on.
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen's in it. They still have, I think, the main girl, but that's kind of it.
Anna Faris might have been involved.
I think Anna Faris was in a bunch of them, but like the Wayans brothers were no longer like on screen, so they weren't as good.
Hmm.
Yeah,
five of those.
Yeah, it's good money if you get it.
Movie five got a 4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
The critics didn't love it, Nick, but it's still a good parody film.
That's how you end up on Surreal Life.
Uh-huh.
Audience score, 38. Not great.
All right. Better than the critics, though.
All right. As Keith said earlier, also not great. Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go to the phones. John's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Rich, congratulations on your own show.
Thank you, John.
You guys. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. You guys are talking about it's going to be a long season with Jacoby Brissett and Gerard Mayo. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of spin it. Jordan Love or the Packers, they drafted three receivers, two running backs, and two tight ends and a running back over the past 3 years. So I'm going to project that Drake May can start in 2027. These are three receivers. These are the three receivers that you should be focused on.
Okay.
Luther Burden out of Missouri.
Oh, I like him.
Zach Zach Branch out of USC. He's eligible 2026.
Yep.
And then Jeremiah Smith out of Ohio State. He's eligible 2027.
Okay.
You get two of those three guys. I think Drake May is ready to go 2027, guys. Thank you.
It's a hell of a plan,
like
John.
That.
At this point, if you're not going to play him this season, you might as well hold him out until 27.
Can we be honest?
Get a good bedrock.
John in Rhode Island, better plan than it seems the Patriots have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's identifying players already out of future drafts.
I'm not up on the 26-27 class yet.
You got to open your eyes.
The current high school seniors.
Yeah. But you can check out the All-American game coming up. The Under Armour All-American game. What do you like there?
Burden can play.
Yeah.
Tell you,
this is good wideouts right there. So that's the plan. 2027, you might start.
Get a scout on Wyoming for me, would you?
A real diamond in the rough.
Tyler King, fast.
He started out as a 97 in the game. Now in year two, he's a 99 speed.
Is that a real player?
Tyler King, yeah.
Yeah. It's all real players now, right?
Yes,
it's not just like you make names up.
Well, until you get 4 years in.
Well, it's real players, but then like.
Then you hit like the Madden create a play, like the obvious Madden create a player.
Well,
name. You
recruit fake guys, obviously.
Yeah.
But every player that's in the game when you start are all real guys.
He's a 99 speed?
Yeah, for one season. We worked with him a little bit. Good stretching, I guess.
Nice.
He went from a 97.
Put a parachute on his back and had him run.
He's like 5'9", like a buck 65, but the guy, I just have him run go routes.
Yeah.
He's incredible. Drop it in the bucket. Touchdown.
Drake May's going to hit that.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, the throw, I meant.
Yeah,
That's what I assumed. Paul is in Rhode Island. Hello, Paul.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Boy, you guys are energetic. Let me tell you.
Try
that's
to be, Paul.
That's fantastic.
Try to be.
I'm on my second. If you're watching on Twitch, I'm on my second coffee, Paul. So, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I counted the phone calls already. I'm telling you.
Oh.
And I'm not saying any hot.
Hang on. What are you at? You got like a spreadsheet going on?
How many we got? Eight. You're at eight.
Oh,
eight out of ten.
Well, that sounds low.
That's fantastic.
Seven!
Listen, I'm going to say that the best quarterback to play against Cincinnati that's familiar it would be Jacoby, obviously, and Ben Pelt. But I'm going to tell you, my theory is this. If he wins four games before the bye week, he'll never get pulled. That's just my personal opinion.
The bye
opinion.
Week's like week 14, Paul. The bye week's super late. So if they're 4-8, and then he's going to keep the job forever?
Yeah.
That's my point. My point is that Ben Pelt doesn't want to look bad. Mayo doesn't want to look bad. And I think 1,500 guys got cut. I think that Ben Pelt might just sniper in a few guys from Cleveland.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, they added four guys yesterday off the waiver. You couldn't name any of them. If I give you $1 million, you
Donovan
be able to name
Peoples Jones just got cut out of Detroit. Let's bring him in.
Donovan Peoples is out?
Yeah, he got cut in Detroit.
Wait, Peoples Jones?
I thought they practice squatted him.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Come on, Nick.
The Panthers are a lot of
practice.
I thought I saw the Lions. Their practice squad is Allen Robinson, Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Allen Robinson's on the practice squad now?
Tim Patrick. And I'm like, I think I'd kind of take all of them.
Wait a minute. That's their practice squad?
I swear to God, yeah. I think
those
so.
Those three guys could line up for the Patriots right now.
I mean, maybe Allen Robinson
was so good last year they couldn't even put him on the field in Pittsburgh.
No, Allen Robinson. I to bring it back to fantasy, the year in with the Rams where he went there and was just awful. That's I swore him off after that.
Gassed.
But yeah, I was like, that's not a bad three wide package compared to what they got going on here.
I know. How about somebody's being like, remember when Brian Knobbs was the 10th man at the Tampa Bay Rays games? Yeah, he's like a celebrity Tampa Bay Rays fan. Go back to the Nasty Boys for a minute.
Wow.
Knobbs. Yeah, Brian Knobbs would be there.
Insulting is it to be, what's his name again? Sags?
Sags didn't go as many games.
Well, Brian Knobbs and Jerry Sags.
How insulting is that? They called Knobbs but not Sags?
I think he's just a bigger baseball fan. So he felt the need to go support the team.
Yeah, but at some point I go,
nah, Sags got better stuff to do. He's at the strip club. Like, I'm not going. I'm not going to any more Rays games. Yeah, I got a good.
Sub into the strip club.
I like whatever I want.
They pay me in free food. Sex. It's pretty great.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's me. It's Vital. They pay me in free food.
Yeah, it's Dickie V and Brian Knobbs.
All of them.
Jeez.
I think. Can we? Is there any way? I don't mean to put a lot on Nick's plate here.
Nick's already swimming in it. Now you're going to give him something else to
do? I just gave Terp something. Now I'm giving Nick something. Is there any way we can fact check? Paul is tracking our calls now. Is there any way we can fact check
Paul?
Yeah,
we could. We go back and listen through it. I don't know what Paul's even talking about, but he said 8 out of 10.
Out of 10. That's what threw me.
So did he mean like...
So we can only take one more.
Oh, we can only take 10?
I think he said it would... Based on what he said, I guess we can only take 10.
Or was he saying like the grade of the callers was an 8 out of 10?
Ooh, good call.
That might be what he was saying.
So the callers have been good, but with room for improvement?
You never fully know with Paul?
No, you don't.
You never really even half know with Paul.
But he wants to go with Jacoby and Van Pelt.
I think that was it, though. Yeah. He was grading the calls. He wasn't counting the calls. Although he said he was counting the calls at one point. He's grading
quick
the calls.
Just glancing at the waveforms on the file over here, I'm counting at least 10 in the first couple hours.
There you go. How about that? So in your face, Paul.
Yeah, I don't know what he's referring to, but that's standard practice.
That's a B.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll can't go wrong with a B.
Meanwhile, we found, this is Nick. Nick was able to identify a madness that found him. And where it's an emergency madness? Do you normally slap this tag around, Keith? You don't throw around an emergency madness label,
no,
right?
No, it's just we like to do Tuesday madness. Tuesday's a good day for the madness, right? And then we don't need to do it every single day. But sometimes you have something that can't wait until the following Tuesday. So we do an emergency madness. That's what we got today.
We're not going to get scooped on this.
No, God,
We're not sitting on this story.
Nope.
It's an emergency Kiefer madness. It's next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny. Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot.
A Bigfoot killed those guys.
His head's soaked, he's walking out the door, and there's pickle juice all over the floor.
Mr. Pickle has gone public. Maybe he bit off a little bit more than he can chew.
All right, here we go. It's an emergency madness. We don't normally do the madness here on Thursday at this time, but when something like this comes across the radar, you have to tell the people. And, Jones, we go to Philadelphia for this story, the city of brotherly love. Let's just take it to the news and find out what happened.
You were saying that a car was parked down by the Schuylkill River.
Yes.
In a parking lot.
Yes. I don't know if we have any video of that, but, yeah, according to police, a vehicle was parked along the Kelly Drive in a parking lot right near the grandstand curb. What we're looking at right there are the headlights and brake lights of that vehicle fully submerged underwater.
So this was at 4:45 this morning.
Yes.
So police say a man and a woman were...
All right, let's stop it right there for a second.
Yeah.
So these guys are describing a parking lot, a car,
uh-huh.
a car that was in the parking lot until it was no longer in the parking lot and it was now in the... Schuylkill River.
Yeah, I like
is that what it is.
I like the Philly accents.
The
there.
Philly accents are
in the Schuylkill. In
yeah.
the Schuylkill.
Yeah. So that's what happened. Basically, uh-huh. the car was at one minute was sitting here. Now it's in the river.
Brake lights, tail lights, bottom of the Schuylkill.
4:45. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Early.
4:45 a.m.
Getting up early. Gerard Mayo press conference coming up 8:30. Yeah, I want to make sure we're ready. We're there for that.
Run the Dunkins or something like that. Yeah. I'm sure. What could happen with these two at that time of day?
All right.
So police say a man and a woman were,
They were parked. They said they were parked in the parking lot.
Like we used to say, they were parking. This is what when I was growing up, if you were making out in a car, we were parking.
Do a lot of parking growing up, Jones?
Nope. Not much.
No, I did not.
Not much making out in
cars. I've never heard that expression. I've heard of like make out mountain. Like, you drive up to make out mountain and you have like a whole bunch of cars there.
Yeah.
That's where the Zodiac Killer got a lot of his kills, I think.
Oh, was it?
Like a make out mountain.
A make out mountain situation.
I think Zodiac would kind of stalk a lot of lovers.
Oh.
Lover's Lane.
Lover's Lane, heard of that, yeah.
Then Zodiac Killer would just come and tear him apart. But I'd never heard of parking.
Back to the Future.
Parking.
They called it parking?
It's from in the 50s, but yeah, she'd never parked with a boy before.
Oh. Huh.
Have you heard of soaking?
Like a drive-in situation. I thought he was going to say...
That's a Utah thing.
They were
is a Utah thing.
I thought he was going to say they were necking.
I've heard of.
Yeah.
But they were parking.
They were necking in
the
car.
So these guys are trying to tiptoe around that. So anyway, a man and a woman in a car.
Good ad-lib.
Cars in the school.
Good ad-libbing, by the way.
Yeah, he's like trying to fill... He's on to do with news.
Yeah.
You got to be careful what you say.
This
isn't a podcast.
If you were making out in a car, we were parking.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the police said that their car was parked and that somehow they hit the gear shift and the car went into the water.
So...
Okay.
Yeah.
So how'd that happen? It could be an honest mistake.
You're
sitting there, you're driving, maybe you're having a conversation, the gear shift gets hit. Next thing you know, you're in the Schuylkill.
You ever just been sitting there?
On the Schuylkill River, and it's home to many weird fish-like creatures. And also the depository of all of the unsolved crimes and murders in Philadelphia.
And murders.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, you're just sitting there all the time. Car just gets thrown into gear. Next thing you know, boom, bottom of the river.
Having a talk.
Yeah, it's a routine. Like a real heart to heart. Yeah.
Into the water.
So what you're telling me is that these two people were in the back seat of this vehicle.
I didn't say that.
Why don't you shut your mouth now?
Stop.
Don't you tell me what I'm saying.
Mouth. They're in the back seat? I didn't say that.
Didn't have to be in the back seat.
Nope.
But that's what maybe they were doing.
These two people were in the back seat of this vehicle.
I didn't say that.
Parking.
I don't have the location of where they were actually sitting in that vehicle.
Well,
I do. They could have been in the front. I mean, if they're messing with the gear and then the front.
Who is this?
Yeah, Sienna, where'd you come from? She's like, look, I've had intercourse in some cars before.
I mean,
and parking. I know what's going on in the front seat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I heard the police, I believe this is in the police right there. They were in the back seat of the car. When the woman accidentally, I don't know what appendage.
How dare this guy? What? Who is this guy? Is this a newsman?
I don't know. He's a little bit of a perv.
Yeah, seriously. Me? Seriously.
I don't know what appendage engaged the gear. It must have been a stick.
Well,
now come on.
Sir. Okay, sir.
What news is this? Is this the 11 o'clock?
we're
working a little blue here. What is this?
Yeah, it's got to be the late
night. This is a weekend shift.
They're in the safe harbor.
Well, no, it can't be a weekend shift, actually. This is emergency madness.
This is emergency madness. Just happened.
Yeah, it's late. Get in the safe harbor.
During the week,
sir.
Engaged the gear. It must have been a stick.
Well,
and the car rolled into the water. Thank God they both got out.
Thank goodness.
And were able to swim back to the shore.
Police did say it was either a Range Rover or a Land Rover. And I had a Range Rover at one point, and there is...
Brag.
Seriously.
What? All time brag.
I had a Range Rover.
I had a Range Rover.
I had a lot of sex in my Range Rover, too.
Plenty of room for intercourse.
It stayed in park.
Front seat, back seat, middle seat, doesn't matter.
Police did say it was either a Range Rover or a Land Rover, and I had a Range Rover at one point, and there is the gear shift there. That was the old video. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We never found out where the heck that person was.
I have no
idea. But thank goodness the two people that were in that vehicle did get out safely, so now we're going to have to get the car out of the water.
Yeah.
All right. Question for you.
I'm not itching to dive in there, by the way. If I'm one of the divers, I'm not exactly like,
no.
Let me get in there and see that crime scene.
Is this a woman or a man of the night situation, or do you think this is a couple?
Well, it's a nicer vehicle than I expected, quite frankly.
Well,
so I wonder if it's a bit of a man or woman of the night situation.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
I think it might be an arranged thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe money exchanged hands,
Meet you down by the Schuylkill.
And then obviously they were getting quite aggressive because
I say adultery.
You think adultery?
I'm going that
oh,
way.
Oh, okay. So just a straight up money and changing hands.
It's terrible. Just being a terrible person.
Not a pro.
I got to stay late for work or I got to go in early for work.
Yep.
And then we meet there by the Schuylkill and then we just make sweet love in the Land Rover.
Yeah.
Try not to kick the gear shift. That must have been pretty chaotic.
I like how the producers put up the wrong video of a car going into the school. Like, we never found him.
No, that's actually not it. They're like, wait, which one are we talking about? Like, the other time it went into the Schuylkill?
Which car at the bottom of the Schuylkill River story are we covering here tonight?
That's not it.
That's usually our lead here in Philly.
Yeah.
That's a nightly thing.
But this is, I'll tell you, news.
Weird fish-like creatures.
I got to hear the insurance claim on this thing.
Seriously. Like, so what happened? Gear shift malfunctioned.
Yeah, you didn't kick it accidentally?
I'll tell you.
There's going to be some recall that comes out that gets this guy out of this.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you, when you're falling, this is on a bridge? Where were they? A bridge? The
parking
side
lot.
Of the road?
No, just, parking
oh,
lot.
Yeah, parking Remember lot. I'm sorry. Like,
instead of parking lot.
You start rolling into the river. Does that kind of heat things up a little bit or what? What do you think? What do you think happens? What do you think happens?
I think the worst thing ever is what happens is you're like, now that's what I need. That's the high I need to chase again.
Yeah. You're like,
you know, it's like when
I'll
they say, like, they're
it.
Like, yeah. oh, don't
sexual
do
sexual heroin.
Don't do ecstasy and then make love because then it'll never be as good until you have the ecstasy.
Yeah, you'll never.
So now it's like, I need a car flying into the Schuylkill or I'm not even going to enjoy this.
The belt around the neck isn't doing it anymore.
Yeah, I need a new,
it's not working for
I need
me.
A new thrill. I bet that heats it up a little bit.
Chasing
though.
It. Yep. We need to ruin this car.
How long of a roll was it?
I don't know.
Good side.
They were both fine.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. If you're close enough to knock it into gear, you got to be close enough to hit the brake.
Yeah, but that would
maybe their instinct was bail.
Yeah, bail! Dive out of there.
It's two naked people rolling around.
Well, I feel like if you're both in the back seat and then somebody kicks the gear, you got to dive in and get the brake. And at that point, maybe they did. Maybe you found out that they did, but it was already too late. And then it was just.
I bet it was romantic.
It's like, so you kick the gear shift and then all your clothes flew off? You're like, yeah, million to one.
What's the insurance company? We need mayhem on this.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I think jumping into the Schuylkill, so we both got naked.
Call That's mayhem.
It's a good idea. Call mayhem to solve this.
I need to know if my insurance covers this.
I bet it was romantic, though. I bet it was
you
like.
You think it was?
Yeah, like in Titanic, the car.
What was
yeah,
on the radio?
The hand on the sweaty window.
What were you listening to?
WIP.
Underwater. So this was at 4:45 this morning.
Yeah,
4:45.
Too early. This morning. They were killing time before Angelo Cataldi came on.
I need to hear these guys.
Howard Eskin. It was too early in the day for Eskin there.
That's true.
We got to fill in the time.
Yeah, not bad. There you go. Well, there's the madness, the emergency madness today. Good job, Nick, finding that story. Good
great
stuff.
Nick, great job. Wonder why. Sometimes the madness finds you.
Sure did.
And in this case, it certainly did. So that's a case of backseat windows up there into the Schuylkill River. Emergency madness. I was going to say, when do we do the madness? Every Tuesday? Emergency madness periodically?
I had a guy, madness normally Tuesday. Emergency madness, you don't know. You got to keep your eyes open, your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
I had a guy tweet me. We were talking about the Nasty Boys earlier and Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's true or not. It's on Twitter. Brutus's wife was my dad's ex-wife. They met at a Gold's Gym, and she had an affair on my dad. And then he gets into some other things that are not great about them.
Any Land Rovers or Range Rovers or anything like
Nothing like that, but I can only imagine.
Okay.
Again, small world.
Oh, seriously.
I mean,
that is.
It's like 200 people out there. They're all related.
Yeah, Michael Kopech is dating so-and-so's daughter.
Another guy telling me Christopher Knight's 5'9". Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm right.
He was still 5'9". Is that anything to write home about?
No, it isn't, but he was definitely under 5'9". I mean, Adrian Curry could have been 6'2", I guess.
Oh, yeah, she's a model.
She's tall, yeah. All right, well.
Yeah, could have been.
All right, maybe.
Speaking of which, how tall is this lady in the back? She might have been. Might have been Adrian Curry.
Or she could kick the gear shift.
It might have been Adrian Curry.
At this point,
Where's she from?
Yeah,
that's good. So there you go. Emergency madness. 617-779-7937. Let's get back into the Patriots. A lot of quarterback talk today. Anything else jumping out to you beyond the quarterback and the mess of a situation going on with the coach and his lack of authority? We'll get to that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.